When the Bath School Board met on Tuesday evening, March 5th, two predominant issues were the budget for 2019-2020 and a progress report on the first year of the solar project. We'll hear from Justin Ryder, business manager of Bath County Schools, and Mike Kaiser, CEO of Bark Electric. One request from school board members of residents towards the end of the meeting was to please attend next supervisors meeting March 12th to show support for schools and encourage adequate funding. Justin Ryder began.
Our budget that I have on the screen tonight is based on the governor's budgeted revenue with an average daily membership of 515. At this time, there was only $5,533 difference between the governor's House and Senate budgets. And as of late last week and the first of this week, we have our official revenues, which you all will see on Monday. So for the first time in a long time, we will be able to submit our budget with official state revenues.
Mr. Ryder described some other items, such as health insurance plans, with figures still being fine-tuned.
We do know now that the General Assembly budget requires a 3% salary increase effective July 1 and a 2% salary increase effective September 1st. It's a 5% salary increase.
The school board has a work session on Monday to prepare for presenting the budget to supervisors on Tuesday evening. When presenting the update for the solar project's first year in place at all three schools, Mike Kaiser, Bark Electric CEO, began with an overview of the project.
The project cost was $1.78 million. We put 1.1 megawatts of solar on the three schools. It's a 20-year loan backed by an operation maintenance agreement that Bark is providing to the school district, so it's completely turnkey. Free, worry-free for the school district. We bear the responsibility of maintaining the system. Back a year ago, we forecasted it would provide about 50% of your annual power needs. 100% of Valley's, we were forecasting that Valley would be a net zero school. Now, once the loan is paid off at the 20-year fixed rates, we'll be free to the school district at that point, for probably the next 15 years after, because solar projects will last about 35 years or so before you need to start replacing the panels. The project produced about 1.14 million kilowatt hours. The forecast was 1.17, so it fell short by about 30,000 kilowatt hours of the forecast. Now, this was also the wettest year in the history of Virginia.
Mr. Kaiser explained more about the specifics of the system, as well as demand and distribution.
Even though it underproduced, we did hit that mark of about 50% of your annual energy consumption was produced by the solar project. You guys are by far, in the entire Commonwealth, you by far have the most amount of solar of any school district in the Commonwealth, by far. You've outstripped any other school district in terms of the amount of solar and what it's producing as a percentage of your total consumption.
At the same meeting, the board tried and was very challenged by a fast-paced question and answer game that students use to practice standards of learning. Seventh graders were demonstrating and were also victorious. The board noted as well this month that Bath County High School graduation is scheduled for Saturday, June 1st at 10 a.m. in the morning. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, I'm Amanda McGuire.